Physics of the Human Body. These are podcasts from the University of Utah's Department of Physics and Astronomy.
My name is Richard Ingebretson. I'm with the University of Utah Department of Physics and Astronomy. And today we're going to talk about acceleration in the body, specifically how the body detects acceleration. You know, one of the interesting things about the body is it has to determine where it is at in space. And it's a tricky business to do that. The sensation on our feet, along with our eyes and along with our inner ear, determine where we're at. The inner ear has an interesting set of arrangement with semicircular canals faced in back, forth, up, down, and in and out, which actually determines acceleration. But those coupled with our vision and with our feet give us our balance and where we are. And any time someone will lose the sensation in their feet or vision or their inner ear, they lose where they're at and they'll lose their balance. So one of the key things to know about this is there's a disease that can easily be caused as a result of this. Specifically, let's consider a case of a 36-year-old man who is biking on his favorite mountain trail when he hits a rock and loses balance and then falls. He was not going too fast and the fall is not too bad. However, he did bump his head. He has a helmet on, and it was a very good helmet that absorbed most of the impact. However, very soon after the fall, he starts to feel what he's described as being dizzy. He goes home to his wife and tells her that he feels nauseated and that when he moves his head, the room looks like it is spinning around. He lies down and feels better when he is still. However, when he rolls over on his left side, he has the feeling of the room spinning again. He goes to sleep. His symptoms are worse the next morning. So he goes and sees a physician who is sort of skilled in this kind of thing. He's nauseated, and when he turns his head, the room spins around. And by that, we literally mean the room is turning around. His doctor examines him and notes what's called nystagmus in his eyes. And that's when the eyes go back and forth. If you look one way to the other with your eyes, they'll go back and forth horizontally. And it's very positional when he turns his head. So she gives him the diagnosis of what is called benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. It's a long name. We just call it BPPV. She tells him that it will get better on its own, but there are some maneuvers that he can do to get better. She describes Valium or diazepam, which helps with the feeling. He does these maneuvers at home, and his symptoms resolve almost immediately, and he's able to bike ride the next day. So to understand what happened to this man, it's essential to understand how the body detects acceleration. It is done deep, deep, deep in the inner ear. The vestibular system is a system that is responsible for providing our brain with information about acceleration. And how the role that physics plays in this is that it is very much related to Newton's laws. If you ever see a video or an image of our inner ear, it is three semicircular canals in a deep labyrinth. And they're at right angles, one another, in, out, back, forth, and then up and down. These semicircular canals respond to rotations. Special organs called the otolithic organs sense linear acceleration. Otoliths are the stones that make up the calcium carbonate that are found in what we call the sacula and the utricle of the inner ear. So the fact that you have stones now that are on a membrane that are in these semicircular canals have to tell you something. And what they tell us is that when you're moving along at a constant velocity, then stop, Newton's first law will, that motion will cause those little otoliths to move forward. And if you're moving backwards and stop, they will continue to move backwards. Now, they don't go up or down or back and forth. They only go forward and backwards. But nevertheless, that is how the body then can detect acceleration. That is, when the head stops, these otolithic organs that have these little otoliths on them, or stones, will continue to move forward. They provide mass and inertia to these hair cells, or to that membrane. And there are three sets of these, back, forth, up, down, and back, forth, but they only will move in the direction that they're faced. So the otoliths, or sometimes they call them otoconia, are on this otolithic membrane. And attached to the otolithic membrane are what we call stereocilia. That is, so as the membrane moves forward, little hair-like structures, or if you want to use the word glued to this very thin membrane, will then move forward. And as it moves forward, and then they will stop and then move back into their regular position. But the point is those otoliths, those otoconia that are on top of the otolithic membrane, when we stop, continue to move forward, whether you're moving forward or backwards, if you're in that semicircular canal. And then an electronic signal then is created using those stereocilia. At the bottom, there's another little type of hair cell, which will then detect that forward motion or the backward motion. One way to think about it is, suppose you're sitting in a car at a stoplight and they began to move. The otolithic membrane of the macula briefly lags behind the rest of the tissues. And that bends the stereocilia backwards and stimulates these cells. When you stop at the next light, the macula stops, but the otolithic membrane keeps going for a moment, bending the stereocilia forward. The hair cells convert this pattern of stimulation to nerve signals, and the brain is thus advised of change in your linear velocity by that acceleration. So it's really kind of an interesting thing. And if you stop suddenly, that membrane will move forward more suddenly. If you stop going backwards and stop suddenly, it will move backwards more suddenly. Even if you stop slowly, just like anything, if you have something on your car seat and you stop, it might slide forward. Or if you have something on your dashboard and you back up, it could slide off, sort of in that same fashion. There's fluid surrounding these areas. In fact, there's fluid in all of these semicircular canals. So as they move forward, those otoliths are on this membrane, and they're in this kind of this gelatinous fluid that surrounds them. And then those they're on those support cells or those hair cells. And when they move forward, signals are moved on these through the electrical vestibular nerves that are afferent to the brain, and then send that signal and tell us that the body has stopped. So what has happened in this case, though? Just to review. So these otoconia, just like anything, when you stop, Newton's first law says an object in motion will stay in motion. An object that is stopped will stay stopped unless a force acts on it. So these little tiny little otoliths, which are little calcium carbonate balls, continue to move forward when you stop, just obeying that law until the fluid stops and the cells grab them and pull them back. And so the body detects acceleration using Newton's laws. And we've evolved that way, and it's really kind of a miraculous thing, and it's so delicate. Well, the man that we brought in that was given the diagnosis of BPPV had bumped his head and had loosened these calcium carbonate crystals, the otoconia. They then start floating through this fluid and become trapped within the semicircular canals. If they land in what is called the utricle, they are naturally dissolved. However, otoconia in the semicircular canals will not dissolve. As a person's head position changes, that otoconia begin to roll around and push on the tiny hair-like processes within the semicircular canals. And when that happens, the brain interprets that as being vertigo, meaning the room spinning around, an insanely horrible feeling. People vomit, they feel unsteady, they fall. But really, they get a feeling of nausea and will vomit. So vertigo develops when the cilia are stimulated by the rolling otoconia that have been dislodged from the top of that membrane. And so the if you look down at at the semicircular canals, you can see where in the posterior canal the autoconia have been displaced from the utricle or down and in this canal where they're not supposed to be, and then they stimulate the brain to think that you're moving, and it's a very disturbing feeling. The treatment for this are several maneuvers that you can do, like mentioned in the case. And there are many of these things that can be seen online, the Epley maneuvers, that the where you actually turn the head rapidly, trying to use Newton's laws yet again to toss those little tiny autoconia back up into the place where they'll and the utricle where they won't cause problems. And so you have people sit up, and then you drop them rapidly and flip their head in the direction of their vertigo. And a lot of times, those autoconia will then rotate around the posterior semicircular canal, landing back up in the utricle. And they have to go around all the way. So you do this several times, and those little tiny crystals, rocks, or tiny autoconia almost always will move. If that's where they are, they'll move back into a place where they won't cause this disruption. You can do this in a clinic office. A physician or a technician doesn't know how to do these, or there's ways you can do this on your own at home. BPPV is a very, very common illness, and it is caused by the autoconia being knocked off of these little tiny hair cells down into a place in the semicircular canals where they cause this problem. So the human body detects acceleration by obeying Newton's laws in the up, down, back, forth, in and out fashion. As these autoconia are attached to this membrane, an object in motion will stay in motion unless a force acts on it. So the human body may stop in a car, or however it stops, those membranes will move forward, creating stimulation of the brain saying that we've stopped. Now, the body doesn't detect constant linear motion, it just can't. Einstein, Newton, Galileo all taught us that, but it can detect acceleration. And in that way, the body exactly does that. And the common disease, insanely common, and especially in people who are young that play sports and bump their heads, and if you knock some of those crystals off, is benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, which will cause the feeling of vertigo and nausea. And it can be corrected by twisting the head rapidly and kind of forcing those crystals into an area where they won't do that damage and then can just dissolve. Anyway, that is how the body detects accelerations, and by using those things. And as always, we say thank you for listening.